Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Thank you so much to our buddy Bob Scanlon for jumping on, talking a little pitching with us. Always appreciate it. Always good information, talking about the analytics, how they've helped the pitchers these days, learning how to shape pitches. Those are terms that I feel did not exist in 1985 when I first picked up a baseball, you know, learning how to shape your fastball. You grabbed your fastball, you learned a two-seam or a four-seam, you reached back and you threw it as hard as you could. And then you learned a changeup and you reached back and you threw that as hard as you could. And then you learned a slider and a curveball and you reached back and you threw those, you know, how they taught you to throw them. Shaping pitches. Ah, my shape is off. It's wild to me. And, but, you know, thank God they got this information and Dylan Cease can make that adjustment.
Yeah. And my limited experience with like golf analytics, where you get on a TrackMan and you can see, okay, I know I just hooked that ball, but then you can see like the path and the plane and the spin. And then you hit another shot and you go, okay, now I know how I fixed that on that one. Let's try to do that again.
Replicate
you get the immediate feedback from the data. Does help you dial it in a lot faster than just going to the range 15 times.
Banging and balls,
just trying to guess like what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right.
Yeah, no question, man. But no, Scan's incredible. We love him.
I love this comment. I had to scroll up in the chat from our buddy David J. He said, listening to Scan talk through using analytics to understand what is and isn't happening for a pitcher trying to make adjustments is so informative.
It's so informative.
And I could not agree more. Like, the way Scan is able, I mean, you know, he did it, so he's able to kind of put it more in layman's terms, and he just does it so effectively on what is and is not working, what's going through your mind and your body when you're in that position. Like, I'll be honest, there's times I'm not smart enough to listen to Eno Saris talk about the same type of stuff.
100%.
Like, he's just so beyond what I can comprehend with his analytics. Scan breaks it down so well.
Yeah, very, very good job by the big, tall right-hander. We are halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, who teased us into that break with coming up next, Woods and more.
Well, we've gotten plenty of Woods already.
Yeah.
You've talked. And now we'll come back with Woods and more. Next.
Woods and more. Yeah. I don't know what we're doing.
Well, Woods, you're Woods.
I'm Woods.
Everything else really classifies as more. So technically it's accurate.
All right.
Woods and more. We got Brett Boone, more Big League Wednesday at the bottom of the hour. Take on Woods is also coming up few minutes, our musical trivia challenge. But speaking of music, I just got this email from the Padres announcing a new concert series coming to Gallagher Square. Live Nation launching a $30 ticket to summer offer gives music fans chance to purchase $30 tickets to over 1,000 shows at select amphitheaters across the U.S. and Canada. And there are 8 shows coming to Petco Park. And I don't know all these bands, but I wanted to get your instant like reaction and recommendations.
I have not seen this email.
But $30 is a pretty good price now for concert tickets, if I'm not mistaken. I don't go to a lot of shows, but
they are. Yeah, it's great.
That's a pretty reasonable rate to get in. And Gallagher Square, of course, is a terrific venue now to go watch a show. So it starts June 7th. Brad Paisley. I know you're not a huge country guy. That's a pretty big name, though.
See, you always say that. I am literally a huge country guy.
Modern country, though.
Correct. I've heard he's great.
I've seen him once.
I heard he rips on guitar.
You have seen him.
I have seen him. I went to Stagecoach with some friends like 14 years ago, and he was headlining one of the nights. He's really good.
I heard he rips.
He's really, really talented. I even like a lot of his old stuff.
Yeah, I don't listen to. There's one song I know, The Man He Didn't Have to Be.
Yes.
Beautiful song about a stepfather.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful song.
June 13th, Peach Pit. Never heard of Peach Pit.
Can't say that I've heard of Peach Pit
either.
Other
than that's where the kids on 90210 used to hang out, right?
Pop band.
Peach Pit.
Peach Pit.
I thought there was a band that we used
to... Canadian indie pop band formed in Vancouver.
Okay. There was a band called Passion Pit. That's... That, but not, this isn't them. This
no.
is Peach Pit.
Never heard of them. July 2nd, Summer of Loud. No?
No.
July 16th, The Driver Era. July 20th, Iration.
Yeah, I know Iration. Yeah. Hannah will be so excited.
August 27th, The Pixies.
Oh, come on. And they're playing with Spoon, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
you know, $30 tickets. I figured that would be a Woods type show.
I will be there.
September 15th, Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, yeah. Coheed and Cambria.
You know that
They
one.
Rip.
Okay.
They absolutely rip. I've never seen them live.
Okay.
Are they a rock band? I've never heard
of
them.
Yes, like heavier.
Heavy.
On the heavy side.
And
they
then September 29th, The Head and the Heart.
Oh, yeah. They're like a... They're like a kind
Alt?
Of a bo no like no. a boho band.
Boho, that's like bohemian?
Yeah, like you know, like in the Lumineers vein, acoustic jangly. Yeah. Yeah, they're good. They're pretty good. We played them a lot. Well, that's a good those are good
not
deals.
Bad. For $30, I'm not exactly sure how it works, but you can check it out.
We can go see the Pixies and Spoon together for $30. You are and that what day is that? August 27th?
The Pixies is August 27th, yeah.
That will be on a. It'll be on a Wednesday. I have to move some things around, but I think I can make it happen. So good, man! Pixies are great live. So is Spoon.
Don't forget, coming up this Friday, we got our manager's report with Mike Schilt at 9 a.m. Manager's report is refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
I thought of a question that is going to make him insane, which is always my goal. You guys see the play last night? Where he pinch ran Tyler Wade for Gavin Sheets. But he waited until there was like a 2-2 count.
So what? It was after, but Sheets had moved from first to second because of a wild pitch or.
Yeah,
it was he had moved in the middle of the count. They thought it was more valuable to have a pinch runner once
second,
he got to
is
second.
Is that why? I thought he was at second, then it got 2-2, and then he made the switch.
They definitely waited a pitch or so before it happened.
All right, I'm not going to ask him without being informed. So I need to go back and watch and figure out exactly what the count was, exactly what the situation was. And I thought to myself, and our buddy Letters to AJ tweeted this.
So this was this was the bottom of the eighth inning.
It was 2-2.
It was 4-2 Angels.
Yep.
And then Sheets blooped in the single.
Yep.
So he's at first base. Then when Manny scored on the wild pitch, Sheets moved over to second. And it was still, Bogarts was still up at the time.
Okay.
And then after one more pitch, I think, to Bogarts, then they sent out one or two more pitches. Then they sent out, it got to a 2-strike count.
So,
and then they sent out Tyler Wade to pinch hit.
East County Chris said, Wade, there's a possibility he wasn't loose yet, right? He wasn't loose. He wasn't going to pinch run.
But now it's the tying run at second. It was always the tying run at first base.
Yes.
You could have said, hey, you can score on a double if we put him out there now, but they didn't.
I thought when he waited and then did the move with two, and I go, Letters to AJ tweeted the same thing, and I go, I'll ask him Friday, and he's going to tell me something that makes me look like an idiot. But I wondered if there was some weird strategy that I'd never heard about.
I tend to think that you're right. They've got some sort of...
There's some sort of metric
slight edge that they think they had on that count or that particular situation.
Yeah.
It's why they sent Wade out then.
But you're absolutely right. When Gavin Sheets is your designated hitter and he bloops one in, right? And he's standing on first base, why not make the move there? ASAP.
At that point, he's the go-ahead run. At first base.
No, he'd still be there.
No, it's 4-3. Manny's on third, so he's the tying run. Sheets is the go-ahead run at first base. Not sure.
He'll tell me something. He'll make me feel foolish.
I mean, and even if he said, yeah, you know, we didn't think of it quick enough, and then we finally realized. But I don't think he would say that. That'd be fine. I mean, that'd be very human if that was the case, but I doubt that was the case.
There were two outs. You may not want to burn him there in case you needed him later to pinch hit or something. But I thought, you know, again, it was the count that he did it in, I thought was odd. Maybe I won't ask him. Now that we're talking through it, he's going to be like, you out of your mind, boy?
I think there was two outs.
Two outs, yeah.
Because then Bogarts walked, then Cronenworth walked, but then Hayward struck out with the bases loaded.
That's right. That's right. So maybe he just didn't want to burn him there. I have no idea.
But that's correct.
Yeah. All right. I thought so. Well, you know, as an aspiring manager myself, Benny, I want to know these things. Am I missing something? Because if it's my team and the big lumbering DH gets a knock, Paulie, I'm pinch running for you, dude. I mean, I'm sorry. You get on first.
Yeah.
And you're the go-ahead run. I'm putting somebody else in. No offense. And I'm doing it on a zero time. 69 running for 32 over here. It's immediate. So I just wondered if there was something.
And it was Wade, not Lockridge. I mean, you got two speedy guys. I assume there's a reasoning, like, depending on what bullpen guys the Angels have left, you want to keep one of those guys in reserve. You might feel like you're facing a lefty later, so you need Lockridge more off the bench. I don't really know.
I got no idea. That's why I wanted to ask him, but
Maybe Wade was just like, hey, put me out. I want to go out there. And
His hair is going to fall out when I ask him. I just need to think of the right way to word it.
They did win the game, so.
Yeah. No, I honestly was just curious. Is there some strategy in baseball that I'm unfamiliar with as to why you wouldn't make that move sooner? That's it. I'm not questioning him. I'm trying to explain it to you. You know this. I want to know the logic behind it.
I just don't want him to think that we're
questioning it.
Like thinking, wow, oh, you really dropped you the really ball there it. By waiting a couple of pitches. But wait, we're not. We're just, I feel like there is a good explanation.
Yeah.
Unless there isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, all worked out in the end.
Yeah, it did.
Padres got the 6-4 win over the LA Angels on the Fernando Tatis Jr. walk-off home run, as we mentioned, first of his career. Two absolute monster home runs at 424 Monday and then 430 on that one yesterday. That was a no-doubter. He knew it. He watched it. Didn't really matter. I mean, his run doesn't matter at that point anyway. You got Diaz in front of him. So, you know, there's no reason to sprint out of the box and catch Elias Diaz at any point out there. So you can just sit and admire as long as you want on that ball to center field. But he knew it was gone the second it left his bat.
I really thought Jackson had a couple of bombs last night, too. Off
Marine
the bat.
Layer got him a little bit.
I got to tell you guys, and my wife can attest to this, I've had a rough year with this team of thinking balls are gone when they're not. I'm 0 for 50 this year. I'm not kidding you. Like, Hayward will get into one. I'm like, yes, that's gone. And she's like, are you an idiot? 15 feet short. I'm really misjudging. I feel like a Dodger fan right now.
The first one in the first inning would have been a home run in seven parks. It was barreled. It was crushed. Like 103 exit velocity, home run in seven parks, deep, deep part of Petco Park in center. The other one was not quite as well hit as I thought. It was still 98. It was still a hard hit ball the opposite way, but in May with the Marine layer, that thing's just not going to carry.
She laughs at me every game, because if I hear like a loud crack, I'm like, oh, it's gone. And it's 15 feet short. I'm having it rough.
It works for the other team, too. There's a few times I think the other team got one, and then Jackson makes the catch at the warning track.
Yeah, there was one of those last night.
It happens both ways. It's not just the Padres who are getting hurt by those.
I'm having a rough year. My judgment is way off. It's just way off right now. I feel like Megan says her mom does that as well. Gets all excited for a flyout. I'm telling you, dude. I'm having the most awful year at judging home runs that I've ever had.
Tim says that's Dodger-esque. They are
the
worst.
They're the worst.
Dodger Stadium. You will have a routine 300-foot fly ball, and it's off the bat. The whole stadium goes, oh,
Paulie, like,
are you kidding me?
Cranks one out.
I'm afraid to go to a game. I'm afraid to go to a live game because I'll be like, never mind. I can't judge it. I don't know what's happening.
I think it's
to
easier to do in person, at least than it is on TV.
It is.
TV, really, I more read the batter's reaction than the what it looks like coming off the bat on television.
Curtis in the chat says, my girlfriend's learned to look up from her book when I yell, go ball! But then she gets disappointed when it only goes to the warning track. Sounds like I'm not the only one.
I'll do like the, I'll go, Jackson! Hey, never mind.
I mean, I yell. I'm like, got it! Oh, God, never mind. Sorry. I mean, guys, 36 times I've done it this year. I'm not kidding you. 36. In every game, I could have Reds Tigers on. And I'm like, oh, it's gone. No, I can't do it anymore. I've lost it. I've lost my ability, dude.
I wonder if part of it is that, like, the microphones have gotten better over the years.
Yes.
So you're hearing more of the crack of the bat than you used to, which makes it sound like the ball is going further.
Yeah.
It's possible that there's a technological component to your mistimed reactions.
I mean, it's killing me right now.
And Fernando's... Ooh.
Yeah, he knows. See, he knows right away.
If you just listen to the game, you'll know.
Yep.
Tony will let you know.
Yep.
And Fernando's.
Ooh. Ooh. So good. It's become like his calling card.
Yeah.
Is Tony ever wrong on those? Do you ever get, ooh?
I've never heard him be wrong.
And then it's
a
fly out to the warning track?
I don't think so. He doesn't do it for every home run.
Nope.
Like, you know, it's not like he's doing the play by play. Like, I'm just about 99% sure that
he's not going to give you an ooh.
Yeah.
It's always a no doubter.
Jesse always gives you the gonna go when it goes over the fence, but. Tony, he picks and chooses his spots.
Yeah, I do not. I do not pick and choose my spot. Every time they hit a ball in the air, I think it's a home run. I've lost the plot, my friend.
All right, Padres will wrap up their series today. Off day tomorrow, so you want to get into that off day with a series win and a victory. Another 6:40 start tonight, and then 5:40 EcoWater SoCal pregame show. Kyle Hendricks, the former Cub, right, going to be on the mound for the Los Angeles Angels. And then it'll be Randy Vasquez, who's come off a couple of decent starts going for the Padres in the final game of the series tonight at Petco Park. We'll talk more about that. We will also talk about the Pete Rose news, the ruling by Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, removing Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and anyone else who was on the permanently ineligible list but has been deceased. And now they're off the list, which could impact their chances. Well, it makes them eligible, at least, for the Hall of Fame. It doesn't mean they're getting in the Hall of Fame, but makes them eligible for the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that coming up in our 9 o'clock hour. Brett Boone also going to join us on a Big League Wednesday in just a few minutes. Talk about his new job as hitting coach for the Texas Rangers. Right now, though, need a contestant for Take on Woods. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We'll play our musical trivia game, Chance to Qualify for Vegas, next after traffic. On 97.3 The Fan. And after I tell you about SDFatLoss.com, it is starting to warm up, San Diego, but it is not too late to get in shape for the summer. And the best way is by signing up for SDFatLoss.com because you can lose weight fast and sustainably. It's the 1-2 punch that we're really looking for when it comes to weight loss. I went through the program a couple of years ago, so I speak from experience. It worked for me. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. Scraby lost 40 pounds. Crisella lost 37. John Flint lost 30 to 40 pounds down the hall. So many tier ones who have done the program have had similar success stories. You can join the growing army of the success stories in San Diego by setting up your free consultation at sdfatloss.com. They will explain how it works, but you don't have to exercise, you don't have to buy any shakes or bars, and you don't have to take any drugs or injections. It's based on real food, things you normally eat from the grocery store, steak, chicken, vegetables, fish, and you lose weight and you keep it off. I have kept it off for now almost 2 years. Take $200 off the program right now in the month of May for the spring special by going to sdfatloss.com. That's sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices.
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You got a text from someone, you intended to text them back, and then you got distracted by something, and you realize days later, like, oh. And we both just had that moment where guy texted us, and we forgot to text him back.
Our buddy Zach texted us Friday.
Friday!
At 5:11 p.m.
Sorry, Zach.
It's been a minute.
But it was funny, because he was texting us, Benny, about the Jake Cronenworth beer. His buddies own Harlan Brewing. He was texting us about that, and you know, happy to connect to you guys or whatever, and invited us for a round of golf soon too. And ironically enough, I was at Monarch drinking the Jake Cronenworth beer when I saw that text. I was like, all right, I'll write Zach back later. And I just go, oh my God, we both forgot to write him back.
And we did talk about the Jake Cronenworth beer.
It's really good.
You know, I guess Zach, at least some way subliminally, got us on message.
He did.
Even though we forgot to text him back. Sorry, Zach. We got a couple of contestants on the line. We got Brett Boone coming up. So let's play our game. It is time to take on Woods. Oh, we got a potential Tournament of Champions participant on the line today. Let's say hi to Guy. Hi, Guy.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Guy, you are up today on Take on Woods. It is brought to you by Bay Alarm Security and Fire Alarms for every business. We got you, and we got three categories for you. Beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for the grand prize drawing. It is a trip to Las Vegas to see Bruno Mars at the Park MGM Dolby Live on September 3rd. Two-night stay at the Park MGM and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, Guy, here are your categories. Got a groovy category, the word groove in the title of all the songs. As easy as 1, 2, 3. Five song titles, each with just three letters in their title. And Luck O' the Irish. Song titles are artists that all have an O, like O apostrophe, in their name. So a groovy category, as easy as 1, 2, 3, or Luck O' the Irish. Guy, what'll it be?
Let's try the 1, 2, 3, please.
As easy as 1, 2, 3. All right, we have five song titles, total of 15 letters. That's it, three each on all of these song titles. You'll have 60 seconds. You know how it works. Pass if you don't know one. First question is the two-second song. Paulie queuing it up now. You need to give me that three-letter song title and the artist to score the point. You're up first, then Woods. Compare scores, yada, yada. All right, you ready to go, Guy?
Let's do it.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock, Paulie. Again, the category is easy as 1, 2, 3. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Guy. Let's take on Woods. Who dances on the sand in 1982 hit by Duran Duran?
Leo.
Correct. Which 1972 song became Michael Jackson's first number one hit as a solo artist? And I'll give you a hint. I am the hint.
Ben.
Correct. Rupert Holmes followed up Escape, the Pina Colada song, with which 1980 single that became his second top 10 hit on the Billboard charts? T-Pain was featured on which 2007 debut single by Flo Rida that reached number one on the charts?
Wait, say it again.
T-Pain was featured on which 2007 debut single by Flo Rida that reached number one on the charts?
Low.
Correct. Go back to our 2 second song.
Asia.
It is not Asia. It is Peg. Both would have been correct on the three letters, but it was Peg. You did get Rio, Ben, and Low. You didn't get him by Rupert Holmes. I don't know how Woods is going to do in this category.
I have
so
no
three
idea,
is the score.
Honestly.
Locked in for Guy. Let's bring Woods back in. All right, Guy's score is locked in. Yeah, interesting category today. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Guy.
Pass.
Who dances on the sand in a 1982 hit by Duran Duran?
Rio.
Correct. Which 1972 song became Michael Jackson's first number one hit as a solo artist? And I'll give you a hint. I am the hint.
Oh, Ben.
Correct. Rupert Holmes followed up Escape, the Pina Colada song, with which 1980 single that became his second top 10 hit on the Billboard charts?
This one's going to make me nuts. Pass.
T-Pain was featured on which 2007 debut single by Flo Rida that reached number one on the charts?
Somebody flushed the toilet? What was this?
That was this phone. Time's ticking.
What's the category?
Right now, it's
10 seconds.
Want to go back to our 2 second song?
No.
All right.
Low.
Low, yes! Let's go back to our 2 second song.
No idea.
Let's go back to Rupert Holmes, followed up Escape, the Pina Colada song. All right, 3-3, it's a tie.
Oh, God, I pulled that out of
it's
my
a
rear.
Tie, which means, Guy, you have qualified. Three-letter song titles. You got Rio, okay. Ben, and Low. You did not get Him by Rupert Holmes.
Oh.
And Peg by Steely Dan.
Save that.
Oh, I got you.
Guy, hang on the line. Paulie will get you in for the drawing this month. You got the Ben with my clue, though.
Guy is also a three-letter name.
So
that's excellent
he
work.
Has Asia by Steely Dan, which would have worked as well because it's AJA, but is not Peg.
Probably because Steely Dan's terrible.
I know you don't like guess. Steely Dan. I thought that might give you a little trouble.
Yeah, one of the worst
the two-second song
Sorry
today.
About it.
I don't cater to you, though. I just
no,
I come
just
up with the categories
the category,
as they
as
strike me. And we get to them. All right. Thank you for playing, Guy. We will take a timeout when we come back. Big League Wednesday Part 2. He's got a brand new job. He's back in the big leagues. He is the hitting coach for the Texas Rangers.
Unreal.
All of our friends in Texas.
Unreal.
Brett Boone is going to get us caught up when we return next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play to 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
All right. After the disclaimer, we tell you about 7 Mile Casino, which is San Diego's best and closest card room. I had been to some of the other ones, and I admit, it's fine. You drive 50 minutes. You play for an hour or two. You got to get that drive all the way back. And then I went to 7 Mile Casino. It was so easy to get to. Right down the 5 in Chula Vista, west side of the freeway on Bay Boulevard. And then I walked in, and I go, not only is it close, this place is spectacular, Woods.
Yeah, it's awesome. We were there together our very first day. We walked in, blown away, and been going back since. Love it. Wish I could get out there more, to be honest with you, man. But, you know, it is very, very close. You got to have the time in your day, right? But you can go and play California-style blackjack. You can play for 30 minutes if you want, have lunch, and then get back to work. It's that close. It's that much fun. Check it out for yourself. 7 Mile Casino, best part, just 7 minutes from downtown. Mm.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho?
comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Pauly let us know, totally understandably this morning, that we are not going to be able to expect Brett Boone quite as regularly anymore. He does have a fairly full-time job now as hitting coach of the Texas Rangers, but kind enough, and he is standing by to join us, talk about the new gig, and we will get to Brett on a Big League Wednesday right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And technically, for now, I think he's still also an Odyssey MLB insider. As we join, as Brett Boone joins us, insider calls are, of course, presented by Grainger. So the Ranger is now presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, just stop by. Brett, host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. And now you are one of the most notable names around MLB in the last couple of weeks, Brett, with the new job. I think it was announced the day after we had you on. Did you know it was coming when we talked to you 2 weeks ago?
I had not.
Come on. It's crazy. We played your podcast and how it all went down. And, you know, I know you were talking to Michael Young. I grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I love Michael Young. My first question was, why isn't Michael Young the hitting coach of the Texas Rangers? Few guys did it better than that guy.
Hey, Woodsy, you're in the Dallas area. Okay, I just rented a place. I need a furniture guy. So tell him, hey. Who needs a furniture guy?
Mattress Mac? Yeah,
I am San Diego's concierge. I'm not Arlington's concierge, though. No, dude.
Michael Young.
Yeah.
Weird story, man. I just happened to go up to a USC game, which is my alma mater, and I told Stankiewicz, Andy Stankiewicz, the skipper there, I said, hey, I'll get to a game by the end of the season. Finally, I decided I got to go there in Irvine, playing UCLA. I went up throughout the first pitch, and Michael Young, and I'm sure you heard the story, he texted me and I read my text that don't bounce it, Boney. I'm like, why is Michael Young at a USC game in Irvine, California? And he just said he'd lived down the street and he was taking his boys out to a game. And I went up to, you know, talk to some of the SC guys, and I told Michael, I'll yell at you before I leave. So we hooked up. Michael Young was a young player when I was in Seattle in the early 2000s, and I always liked him. You know, he was a guy, I'd get to second base and I'd talk to him, and he was the rookie. And, you know, I always said, this kid's going to be a good player. He ended up being a great player.
Yep.
But I always liked Michael, and we hadn't caught up in a couple years. I had him on my show a couple years ago. It's the last time I talked to him. And I was just going down there to say hi. And we started talking. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm with the Rangers. And we started talking about the Rangers. I said, that team's better than they're playing right now. And, you know, I was going into podcast mode and we started talking hitting. And I said, why don't you go down there? He goes, no, I like my role here as assistant. And, I said, well, I'll tell you what, I got to run. I said, but tell CY, Chris Young, the president, I said, tell him I said hi. And I said, and when you see Boach, give him a hug for me. Because as everybody knows, you know, Boach is one of my all-time favorite guys. And he said, sure enough, Booney, you know, I'll see you down the road sometime. And that was it. It was just seeing an old guy that I'd played against, a buddy, and talking, chatting. And I got home, and I was sitting on the couch, and I got the phone's ringing, and it's Bochy. And I'm like, this is kind of weird, you know, weird timing. So I answer the phone, and there's that, hey, Booney, and there's Boach. And I said, Boach, let me guess, you need – you just want to come back on the podcast. And he laughed and he said, no, we're going to make a change. And he said, I was just wondering if there was a chance you'd consider putting a uniform back on. And I just kind of was a little stunned. And I thought, well, I didn't expect this call today. And then we got serious about it and talked. I said, let me talk to my family a little bit and talk to my wife. And she kind of looked at me stunned. Like, where did this come from? I said, I don't know. And I thought about, you know, I didn't think about it long. And I thought, Bruce Bochy, if I were going to go back, you know, there'd be a handful of guys that I would work under. And definitely Bruce was at the top of that list. And something hit me and I said, I can't turn Bruce down for this. I'm going to do it. And I called him back. I said, Bruce, let's go.
That's crazy.
And 36 hours later, I was on a flight. And still, I woke up Monday morning. You know, I had to go to Boston. And I kind of got up and I'm brushing my teeth. I'm going, what am I doing?
I'm a hitting coach now.
I'm on the beach with my dog. And next thing you know, I'm flying to Boston. But it was really cool. I had the flight. They announced it. Phone blew up. I heard from people I haven't heard from in a long time. And I got to Boston and about 11:30 at night, my Uber pulled up and there's Boach waiting for me at check-in. So I gave him a hug. I said, hey, good to be, you know, he's very welcoming. And next day I went out and into the dugout in Fenway and I thought, you know, I don't know why we're doing this now, but it felt right. And it's like, you know, this is where I'm meant to be right now. There was nothing, I hadn't told anybody I was interested. It was just meant to be. And before you know it, I was back in the grind. And the more I thought about it, it's like, you know, this is what I've done my whole life. I grew up in it. And my dad was still playing. My dad was still in the big leagues when I got drafted. And then I did my career. And, you know, we've been doing the podcast and the media side for a while. But I'm right where I need to be right now, right where I'm supposed to be. These kids are great. You know, as much as I'm slowly finding, as much as the game has changed, it's still a hitter 60 feet away trying to kick that pitcher's butt and vice versa. And I love it. The one thing that's kind of shocked me a little bit, I got a little more emotional than I thought I'd be emotionally invested with the actual player and really in the, you know, I can't be in the batter's box anymore, but it's cool. Kind of, you know, being with them in the mind when they're in the box and living and dying every AB with them. It's I've kind of used it now too much, but it feels like I have 13 new kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
see that.
I remember a year ago watching my son in the minor leagues and you know, Woodsy, I like to be cool.
Yes, you do.
I think I'm cool. My kids let me know that I'm not cool.
Yep.
But I like to be that poised dad in the stands. And when Jake is hitting well, man, inside, I'm going crazy.
You're screaming, man.
Yeah. And then when he's scuffling, man, I'm scuffling with him, but I don't want to let him see you sweat. So I'm doing this every night with these guys.
It's so cool.
Man, Jock Peterson gets a big hit, and he's got off to such a tough start and wants to do good for his new team. And I'm in there going, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then other guys are scuffling, and they don't get a job done, and they're up there to do a, you know, move a runner, get that sack line. It doesn't happen. And I just inside internally, I'm just going, no, come on. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a quick, you know, week, but I'm getting to know these guys. And as much as I like to talk, I've been really fighting it and going, hey, I'm going to listen here for a while, figure out these guys' personality, see what makes them tick and just, you know, intervene at the times I see fit. And it's been a slow process. It's going to be a process to get us to where I think we need to be. But I see some really good early signs that, you know, this is a talented team. And I remind them all the time. I said, remember this. 2 years ago, you were hoisting the trophy. So you know how to do this. You don't win World Series because you're lucky. I said, and we just need to get that fire back. And it's cool to see. Ton of talent. You know, obviously our big guy Seager's on the IL right now. You put him in the middle of it, it makes a big difference. But there's plenty of talent around it. We got a great starting rotation, topped with DeGrom and Eovaldi at the top. So we've got it there, and we've got a lot of talent on the hitting side. We can really match up right and left-handed. But we've been playing good lately, and hopefully I can just be a little part of this. But I'm fired up, and I'm excited.
Booney, certainly gotten some success already. 4 wins in a row now for the Rangers. They're hot. You got Josh Young's been hitting really well. Wyatt Lankford had a giant home run the other day. But as a hitting coach, I've been kind of told now it's all about analytics and video and technical stuff. I mean,
you got to learn that on the fly.
Like training for that at this point. How does that work for you?
Well, I'm very open to it. You know what I'm finding? It's not rocket science. I mean, there's a lot more numbers put to everything. But I laugh with the guys, and they'll tell me, you know, the spin rate is this. And I say, you know what that is in my day? That's a really good slider.
Yeah.
I said, you know what average spin rate is? That's thing spinning, and we're gonna knock the crap out of it. I said, that's all that's changed. They're putting numbers to the verbiage. You know, if it's he's throwing 90. No. That's a really good fastball. It's got life on it. The numbers have changed. And as much as the game has changed, it's still 60 feet away. And I'm in a mental battle with this pitcher and vice versa. So as much as everything's changed and it's data and analytics, it's still about playing the game right. And I'm trying to tell these, watch the game, interact with your teammates. Brett, the coach, I can give you a little something that maybe triggers something in that mind to give you a chance this next at bat, but it's interact with your teammates. Hey, what do you see from this guy coming out of the bullpen? What's your history with him? What does he tend to do? Oh, last time he did this to me in this situation. Boom, that's where the gold is. That's intel. That's getting ready. That's watching the three right-handed hitters that come up before you as a right-handed hitter. What did they do to them? Now I'm formulating a plan. Now I get in the on-deck circle. Now I'm going to go execute my plan. And if we have that mindset and the left-handers get together with the left-handed guys and have that same conversation, man, lean on Jock Peterson. He's got a ton of experience. Lean on a Marcus Semien, lean on a Seager. These guys have been around the most, and they can help the young players. And once you get those guys talking and really watching what's going on in the game, the iPads, they're great. I'd love to have an iPad. I could see everything. Now get back, see your bet, see where that pitch was. And now back to the game. You're watching this guy in the game now because you're going to be up in 6 batters from now. And that, like I said, that's where the gold is. It's nothing fancy, just playing the game right. When you play the game right and you go up there with the right approach in the long run, you're going to win. You're not going to win every at bat. But over the long haul, you're going to give yourself the best chance to be successful as you can. And these guys are buying into it. They're still ball players. They're still hitters, and they want to get a hit every at bat. But it's just having the right approach, doing it right, playing the game right, and watching the game. And so far, it's been a lot of fun. It's hilarious. It seems like I was just down there hitting, and now all these guys are like my kids' age. So it's a lot of fun. It's been a journey, and I'm excited to be back because this is kind of where I'm supposed to be, with a uni on a big league field.
Booney, did you tell last night's starter, Mark Leiter, who is a stud, by the way, how bad his dad chewed you up when you played, when you hit?
Oh, I already saw his dad.
You saw his dad?
His dad, dad was already yelling at me. Come on, Booney, get my son. He throws 99. Come on, tell him. I said, Al.
Al, I'm the hitting coach.
I said, Al, you're not your son. A, you're a psycho. He's not a psycho.
Yes.
And I said, and I have a tough time talking to you because you know why. Oh. You had my number, and he just laughed.
He did.
I
looked it up.
Shared a moment.
Do you want to hear?
No, I don't.
All right.
it makes me twitch.
Okay. All right. We'll say a word.
Let me have the number. Go ahead.
All right.
It ain't good.
Batting average against Al Leiter, 118. A 147 slug and an OPS of 397. KD up five times, and you only had 34 AB or 42 ABs against him total.
You made contact mostly.
Yeah, you made you put the ball in play. Probably weak rollovers.
He threw me that cutter in, and it's almost like he could get on the PA and say, "Booney, cutter in," and I would rip that thing foul, and he'd chase me farther inside. He got me mostly when I was a young player before I changed how I hit. But yes, push comes to shove, Al Leiter is at the top of the list that guys that owned me. So it's still tough to talk to him because he always has that kind of thing over me where he's just laughing like, yeah, you know I owned you. Now let's talk about my son.
So good.
No, it's great, great stuff. And, you know, part of a really good starting rotation. We've got a really, you know, from what I've seen just the week I've been here, man, these guys are for real, that this starting rotation of the Rangers. And, yeah, it's great. It's great going to work every day, but man, these hours are long. It seems like I'm in that cave for a week at a time.
Podcasting life's a little bit easier, Booney. We are we're out of time. Will you do us a favor though? And when you see Higgy, I think Higgy's hurt right now. Kyle Higashioka,
he just came back. Night.
Okay, he's back. Will you give him love from Ben and Woods and Paulie? Tell him we love him and. You know, do some damage out
and
there.
And good luck next week against Baby Bro.
Yeah, good luck against Baby Bro next week.
Yeah, good luck to him.
Yeah!
And we'll see you 4th of July weekend. Padres, Rangers at Petco Park.
Yes! So, we'll be down there.
See you then.
We'll be down there. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Brett.
Molly, I'll pop on once in a while, but hey, thanks for everything,
awesome,
guys. Good luck, but I can't pull for your Padres.
I know, I get it. I get it.
Woods, did you order him his furniture yet?
I did not.
Not yet? Not on his way yet. Okay.
Out there,
I will. I'll make a couple calls. Thanks, Brent.
Brett Boone, new hitting coach of the Texas Rangers, going to pop on from time to time throughout the season. I thought, I'm confused. I thought Jack was Mark Leiter's son. He's Al Leiter's son. All right, never mind. I have no idea what I'm talking about this morning on 97.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.